بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: الإيمان بضع وسبعون وبضع وستون شعبة، فأفضلها قول لا إله إلا الله، وأدناها إماطة الأذى عن الطريق، الحياء شعبة من الإيمان. متفق عليه. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه نريث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said: Iman has more than 70 or more than 60 branches. Iman, our deen, has more than 70 or 60 branches. And the best of them is the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where a person bears witness that there is no person, there is none worthy of worship besides Allah. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a messenger of Allah. And the lowest of this branch, of these branches, the lowest of it, of course, lowest not meaning as being inferior. Every branch of Iman is superior. But in this rank and category, the lowest of it is to remove a harmful object from the path. So a person is going somewhere and he sees a bottle, a glass, or a banana peel, or something that's going to harm some person who is going to come pass by. He might fall, he'll slip, he will get hurt, he will get injured. So you remove that. You're saving your brother or any other person from getting harmed in any way. That too is part of Iman. So La ilaha illallah, that we recite in abundance, that is the highest form, because we are proclaiming the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The lowest of these branches, which is also extremely important, is to remove a harmful object from the path. Then Rasulullah specifically singled out and he mentioned, وَالْحَيَاءُ شُعْبَةٌ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ, and modesty is part of Iman. And this is what we just started discussing last week, where the importance of haya and modesty in our life, that haya brings only khair. الْحَيَاءُ لَا يَأْتِي إِلَّا بِخَيْرٍ الْحَيَاءُ كُلُّهُ خَيْرٍ وَالْحَيَاءُ خَيْرٌ كُلُّهُ. Haya, modesty, is extremely good, extremely beneficial. A person without haya, then his life would be full of sin and evil. He'll be living a shameful life of indecency, immorality. He won't have any fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith of Rasulullah sallam, you read now, on Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu wa ta'ala, قال, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أشد حياء من العذراء في خدرها فإذا رأى شيئا يكره عرفناه في وجهه. متفق عليه. That Rasulullah sallam, you have to understand the haya, the modesty he had. The modesty he possessed was more than a virgin in her private room. A girl is getting married. She is a virgin. So she's full of bashfulness, haya, modesty, that first time somebody is now going to see me, he's going to touch me. So she's full of modesty. She's feeling shy. Rasulullah had more modesty than even a virgin woman in her private room. فَإِذَا رَأَى شَيْئًا يَكْرَوْهُ عَرَفْنَاهُ فِي وَجْهِ. When he saw something that he didn't like, of course, dislike to his personal feeling capacity, not something which was in Shariat he disliked. If he disliked something in Shariat, immediately he will rebuke, he will reprimand, he will correct, and he will mention to Sahaba, this is incorrect. But something for his own personal things, if he disliked something, we could just make it out from his face. It was his haya, his bashfulness, that would stop him from telling us. But we could see from his face that he does not like this particular thing. So Rasulullah ﷺ had so much of haya in him. قال العلماء حقيقة الحياة. Ulama explain, what is the reality of haya? What is haya? خلق يبعث على ترك القبيح. It is a trait that a person, that spurs a person to leave out all ugly things, those which are reprehensible, disliked by Sharia, disliked. So the person has haya in him. What does it mean? It is some type of quality within him, a trait, a quality, a characteristic within him that prompts him to abstain from anything that is reprehensible. وَيَمْنَعُ مِنَ التَّقْصِيرِ فِي حَقِّ ذِي الْحَقِّ. And also it will prevent him from being deficient in the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وروينا عن أبي القاسم جنيد رحمه الله تعالى جنيد بغدادي رحمة الله عليه سوسي قال الحياء رؤية الآلاء النعم وَرُؤْيَةُ التَّقْسِيرِ فَيَتَوَلَّدُ بَيْنَهُمَا حَالَةٌ تُسَمَّى حَيَاءً وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ. He was a Sufi from Jurayd Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi, and his explanation of modesty is that modesty is to realize the great bounties Allah has bestowed upon us, and then you look at the deficiencies from our part, from our side, and you look at Allah gave me so much and how little I am doing, and look how bad I am, how evil I am. So the state that arises, the condition that arises between these two, when a person looks at and he puts his gaze on the bounties that Allah has bestowed upon him, and also he looks towards himself, that how little I'm doing. So the state that arises between these two is called modesty. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true haya and modesty, and so that we can refrain from our immoral habits and practices. And Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq of obeying him and worshipping him correctly. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد